Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More of the 121 players that had Ed Asner in our Deadpool. Todd's dead refrigerator gets a hit.
As do
Todd's front yard chickens. Tubin with Lubin gets a hit.
Yeah.
As does Todd's vodka wet dream and Todd's five dogs. Right. Trolling for toes gets a hit. Not sure on that one. Tyler's raw raft nipples gets a hit.
Damn right they do.
As does Tyler's table peddler.
Oh, yeah, it's a guy that sold me a table. Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, on the West Coast, we call them bodyboards.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a board. It's a raft, man.
Definitely a boogie board.
You're going to have to show me a picture of these things because the way you describe them reminds me.
A canvas raft.
What they'd call a boogie board.
No, not a boogie board at all. It's a raft.
Okay.
Inflated, but sandy, like rubs your nipples raw.
Oh, you have to blow it up.
Oh, yeah, it's a blow-up thing. Yeah.
You have canvas sheets at home, don't you?
I wish.
Just for this.
Good point.
Just every night, pulling those sheets up over you.
Just for the friction.
Right. Just for the friction.
What's the thread count on this canvas?
One.
The sauce packets we get at the fast food drive-thru, we throw a lot of them away.
That's how you be a patriot. I hate most of America.
I keep them in the fridge a lot.
Yeah, we have like a whole drawer.
What?
The empty ones?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't squirt them out and then keep the package. No, that'd be lame.
All right, well, the sauce packets that we get at the drive-thru,
that's
we
a lot
throw
of garbage,
away a lot of them.
A lot of garbage.
That's not good for the environment.
No.
So Taco Bell wants to recycle some of the 8 billion pounds of used sauce packets that go into U.S. landfills every year.
Man.
Yeah.
They want you to send your used sauce packets back through the mail so they can be recycled.
But that'll cost you.
They're working with a recycling company called TerraCycle.
Right.
It won't cost you. Customers sign up for a TerraCycle account.
Yeah,
they
customers
do.
Is that how you pronounce that.
They collect empty sauce packets in a recyclable container.
He editorialized there a little bit about these people.
You print a free shipping label from
excellent.
The website.
That was excellent.
And you ship the box back via UPS.
Is it worth it to, you know, because that's, then you have an envelope right. that's trash. You've got
a question is
mailing.
Who's going to do this?
I mean, it's a nice thought.
I know.
It's
if you're
nice
really
thought.
Environmentally yeah. conscious, right. I understand, but right. I'm probably going to throw them in the trash. Most people just throw them in the curb with their mask.
But they're making an effort.
Right. They are.
Yeah, I guess I got to commend them for that, but they could.
I think they're better off putting just recyclable containers outside every Taco Bell. And if you have a bunch and you just in your
right.
drive by and drop them in, the whole mailing process
use it for dining
off the label. Nobody's going to do that.
But you then know? You are holding on to the, or you know, you're driving around with the used ones, the empty
yeah.
ones.
Well, what they could do is give you your special sauce bottle,
right.
and then you hand it to the lady, and she fills up, or whoever's working the window,
yeah.
she fills up your sauce bottle.
That's really the way. It's something that's reusable
yeah,
like
have,
that, that.
You got to have a reusable container.
Oh, like you bring your own canvas bag
right.
to
sure.
the
well,
grocery store.
Well, some people
store,
consider
yeah,
recycling reusing.
That's canvas.
Yeah.
But the process is still not convenient enough for people to do it. I
you
admire that they're trying.
You're right. And what the, and this is actually the most convenient because they did try and figure out how are people going to actually use this service. Do we let them drop them off at the store? Do we have them mail them in? And they figured out that people were going to be most receptive to the mailing them in.
But still not that receptive.
Not great, but better.
How about squirt it on the taco before you give it to you?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, you might not like want
some
it.
Sauce, please.
Some people don't want that.
No, I do. Though. You say I went hot on three
but
tacos.
But you aren't everybody, and they have to serve everybody.
Yeah, I know that, but do you tell the people if you want them or not?
You
want
to eat that taco like later, like maybe tomorrow, okay. And you don't want it soaking in salsa or sauce.
And how many packets of sauce do you want on there?
Right.
Sir, one, two, or just squirt a little something.
That's why I think they should give you all bottles. Do you want your Flamin' Hot? Here, can you fill up my Flamin' Hot sauce bottle, please?
No, I honestly, Todd, I think you're right. That's the way to go. Because, like, you know, just some small little bottle that you could hand them through the window. Here, fill this up, and then I'll bring it back next time.
Yeah, they're going to love doing that, too. Those workers, that's going to suck for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, I mean,
they go through so much sauce.
That'd be the truly environmentally conscious way to do it.
Right. Instead of this, can't they just work on making sure like tomatoes are on the whole taco instead of just one side?
Oh,
no.
Never thought about that.
No.
Yeah.
No. That would be nice.
Somebody's got a beef.
There's plenty of beef, and the beef is evenly dispersed. But the tacos, it's like, just put them on the whole thing. I don't want to have to move them.
I have that issue with pickles on burgers.
Yeah.
Yep.
You I just want it to look like somebody cared.
You got a pickle issue. Greg.
See, I've always hated it. Like when you go someplace and they order nachos,
right?
And the nachos come out, and you got one pile of sour cream, one pile of guac, one pile of this.
I never got
just
that either.
Mix it all together.
Stuff. Yeah, guac all over that.
Well, they even do it with like the onions and tomatoes and stuff on top of the nachos. So just put them everywhere, right. Please.
Do you do the fast food on a regular basis? Because I really don't.
No, I went to. Hardly ever. I went and got some burritos, breakfast burritos at McDonald's the other day for my daughter. She was in town. No, not really. I mean, my son even stopped eating more fast food because he realized he puts on weight when you do that.
Yeah, because I was a little hungry.
But I like fast food. I just don't eat it as much as, you know, I don't because, you know.
When I reached Yuma, so I had me a Carl's Jr. burger, and there was no one, absolutely no one in that place, and pretty much no one working.
Well.
And pretty much no real food.
Was there a tumbleweed blowing through like right in front of the register?
It was not fast.
By the way, fast food is not having a problem with the sales. Don't you know?
Right. It wasn't fast because no one was working, and it wasn't really food. It's like Grand Island. It's neither.
People eat fast food.
I know
it's packed,
but not this place.
Yeah, we'll do it occasionally when we were. On our way back from Chicago.
That kind of, those road
I love
trips.
It because I want to like, easy like I want to eat at McDonald's, but when the kids are like, let's get McDonald's, I'm like,
I know.
Okay.
Oh, road trips. You got to go fast food. Mm-hmm. Right.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.